Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
40 years ago 40 today, years. 40 years, the rock and roll scene in Rochester, New York, changed forever.
Damn.
Because we were introduced to a gentleman, and I use that word loosely, who would take that job, which I'm assuming he didn't think he would have for more than a week because I've met him before, and he would turn it into a legacy. Impact more people than he would ever understand.
I'll impact you.
Change the way we look at rock and roll. Boom, 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 boom. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us in the break room, the man of the day, the man of the last four decades, please put your hands together for Dave Kane. Kano. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, kids. It's good to see you guys.
Congratulations, yeah, first of all. This is awesome.
Thank you very much.
How you feeling? It's got to be a weird feeling for
it
you.
It is extremely weird and overwhelming since Friday when they put out a press release and a lot of people.
You could do whatever you want right now.
You could
steal anything out of here. There's nothing today.
I can't.
There's nothing you can. You remember when Trump said I could shoot somebody in Times Square and I'd still get elected?
Sure.
This is your moment.
Well, I'm not running for office. No, I'm just running.
Just don't shoot anybody else.
No.
You could.
Yeah, okay. It's what are they going to do? It's been very, very surreal, you know, because I don't necessarily. I know I've been here a long time and I like to observe anniversaries, but it's not like I live for them. I just come to work every day.
Sure.
Because it's just fun. And, you know, the days have turned into weeks, months, years, decades. And it's just, you know, I'm just coming to work. I love what I do. And just this outpouring of love and support and admiration. And it can throw you for a loop. Because, you know, I look in the mirror, I say, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know, I'm just me, and people who know I'm me, but I try to be me on the radio as well. And again, this 40 years is proof of what a life of little or no ambition will get you.
I'm just saying, go punch Pisano, see what happens.
Nah. Scotty and I go back 41 years because we worked at the old Magic 92 together. And I was the first one to leave Magic 92. Followed by Tony Infantino, followed by Scott Spisano, followed by a young lady named Candy Clark, who did nights for us.
And then it was all set in motion. Here we are.
Yeah, and believe me, I just started. It got in motion, and I've never stopped moving because I love this.
Well, it's funny. Like, you know, Tommy was talking this morning about how, you know, before there wasn't always Google.
Yes. Right.
And before Google, if you had a music question, you went to Kano.
Yeah.
Right? And we were laughing early on this morning about how you managed to find, like, there are guys, every guy has an encyclopedia, you say the word.
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedic.
Knowledge, thank you. Of something that doesn't matter, right? Like some guys do sports, some guys do movies. Like you have this encyclopedia brain of music, yet you somehow found a way to parlay it into not only a career, but a successful career that's impacted so many people in a positive way.
Tell me all about it. Because, you know, growing up, I would just love music. I had the benefit of having an older brother who's listening in New Jersey right now. Hey, bro. And he helped steer, you know, he was listening. So, let me listen to that. And I just, you know, loved music. Growing up in the 70s, there was a lot of good music to love. And I just always found myself, you know, very interested in all the information, who played on it, where was it recorded, what were the guest artists, just all of that stuff. I just loved it. I just loved absorbing it. And then to be able to get a job where I get to use all that stuff, like, perfect. I don't have to work. And it's ongoing. I'm just, you know, you read and you find out and you talk to people, and, you know, music has been a passion. And I think that was instilled in me by my dad, who was a big music fan and also knew all kinds of minutiae and information about classical and opera. I said, all right, you got that
almost
covered.
Like our fathers.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. So I said, all right, Pop, you got the opera and the classical covered. I'll take the rock and roll. And they just never, my mom was very supportive at first. My father was like, well, take some business classes, you know, as a fallback. Says, Dad, the whole idea is to not have to fall back on. But they came around. My father wore my T-shirts and everything. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, burn the boats, man. It's a way to go. If you're going to be successful, burn the boats on the way out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kano hanging out with us today. It is his 40th anniversary. Today's the day, right? The actual day?
It is the actual day. The last Monday in February is when I got the job. I think in 1981 it was actually the 23rd. But it was the last Monday of February, because the next to last Monday in February was when I found out about the job opening. And immediately got to a phone, called the guy who was in charge, and I said, hey, what are you doing about middays? And he says, I'm looking. I says, I'm interested. He said, great. We met 2 days later. I was hired 2 days after that and started on the following Monday.
Man, it's so funny. You know, as we're celebrating Kano's 40th anniversary here on 96.5 WCMF, and I say CMF, but it's not, because for the rest of the day, for the first time in 51 years, the call letters have changed to 96.5 WKNO, which, by the way, did you hear it this morning? Tommy goes, yeah, it's so fancy. We're a West Coast station now.
Yeah, west of the Mississippi.
Either, no, but it's still the W still in front of it, you dumbass.
You did not catch it. You went along with it.
No, because you were just running your stupid mouth.
It took you a second.
Okay, I'm also
not
smart.
Don't blame me, man.
In Tommy's defense, he is also a seasoned radio professional.
Mark that.
Yeah. He looks seasoned, like that chicken I left in the oven for
two. We're both kind of seasoned citizens right now.
But like, you bring up that story about, you know, you call, and in a week you have a job at WCMF.
Well, yeah, you know, if this was 1981, and it was live all the time, and there weren't a lot of commercials, hence there wasn't a lot of money, but nonetheless, you know, they were going to pay me.
Sure. So. But, I mean, I find it interesting, and I think as we all get older, we realize What's this, that? Right? Like, you don't, to be able to stand back and look at this thing, and I know you were saying it's weird with the anniversaries for yourself, right? Like, you don't realize the moments that matter until you're standing far enough back from them where you can appreciate
it. Try to reflect.
Yes, exactly. Like, you know, it's just a day in your life. You got
That's
a new
very
job.
Accurate.
It's exciting. And now all of a sudden, here we sit, all of the people that you've touched, the iconic status you've gained in this area. Stop making a face at me. I'm going to say these things. And, but not only that, like, you know, we were talking about everyone you've met, all the stories you've had, the things you've impacted here.
The shows.
Like, is there a moment or two where you look back and you wish, maybe you didn't realize in that moment how much of an impact that was going to have on you throughout your career?
That's my whole career, you know, pretty much, you know, whether it was my first year, my 10th year, or last week, there's always things that happen, you know, in your personal life, but certainly in my professional life and in my love of music. Yeah, there's always these revelations, those moments of clarity. But like you said, you know, I'm just moving through stuff. Hey, time to go to a concert. Hey, time to go meet this guy. Hey, time to interview. Time to go to Wegmans, you know. It's just all part of, you know, my life, my daily life.
Sure.
And what you said is very accurate and true, is that it takes stepping back and taking a look at things and seeing what people have to say about their memories, and that brings back memories. Oh, yeah. And I'm just overwhelmed with this feeling of, I can't even describe it. I said, wow, I didn't know I meant that. I didn't know. Yeah, we know that words matter and words impact people, but God, I've been spewing these words for 40 years, so I figured, okay, you know, it's very surreal, but it's very gratifying and satisfying and affirming, let's say.
Ooh.
You know, I've done radio for almost 42 years, and I started when I was a kid, and now I'm not a kid, and except in the brain, and now is the time you look back. Oh yeah, you know, and you know, talking with people and strolling down memory lane, and just locally speaking, the people I've met and the musicians and the club owners and the local civic leaders, just everybody that I've met here has just been part of that whole experience, you know, and to hear from them all again is just so incredibly awesome. I just can't you know, accurately describe it. It is so satisfying and makes me feel so good. And it's and it just keeps coming. Like, all right, stop. I get it. You like me. Thank you very much. Let's rock. Yeah, it has been a weekend filled with introspection and retrospection as I've gone through. I've been going through a lot of old stuff, you know, to, you know, from previous anniversaries. Wow, the people that I've worked with and the people that I've met. And again, locally, business owners and more than a handful of listeners who started as listeners and became close personal friends. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, I get tagged with, oh, he's a musicologist. He knows. I know plenty of listeners that call me regularly that have equal amounts of musical knowledge and trivia, but I just happen to have this gig and I'm not giving it up.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. A man who believes he has that knowledge, but he's going to be humble. Oh,
Put him on.
The VIP line to say congratulations as we celebrate Kano's 40th anniversary today.
Go ahead.
Don's on CMF. Hey, Donnie boy, how are you?
Good, and he's being humble because believe me, I think I know a lot about rock and roll and music.
You
and
never
so
bring
all.
It up.
Dave Kane has put me in my place many times. Congratulations,
please
Kano.
Do it now.
Thank you. Thanks, Don.
You know, comparing what I know to what you know is almost like comparing Tommy and Pat to a quality radio program.
But it's not a contest. It was never a competition. That's just, you know, what I do, and I'm sure that you can regale your friends or, you know, call the break room and give them your take and show your knowledge just because you love music, you know.
I think I bore them more than I regale.
Are you talking right now? I'm sorry.
Not at all.
And look, you just love music and people love it to different degrees. You know, certainly mine is very intense, you know, getting into it at a young age and wanting to know everything about it, about the music, the artists, the writers, everything. It's just interested me, and that's why you look at my bookshelves. They're full of biographies and autobiographies and other books and things.
You know, I am a little mad at you, though.
I know.
You've already cost me the money to buy one radio to listen to your HD station, and now I got to buy another one.
Donnie, great to talk to you,
fantastic. Listen
thanks,
to
Don.
Your HD station.
So do I. So do I.
Yeah.
All right, see you, Donnie. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he was talking about the HD2 station, which, you know, not a lot of people know about. And it always amazed me why HD2 hasn't taken off because it's free and it's digital quality. But essentially, that's a radio station that I program for me to listen to at home. So if you want to get a good take on my varied musical tastes, HD2 station would be a good reflection.
Just be careful walking around Kano's brain because you never know what you're going to find. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of room up there.
Dave Kane hanging out with us today. It's his 40th anniversary on 96.5 WCMF, but it's not WCMF. It's 96.5 WKNO.
Not my idea.
Hey, man, look at you changing the call letters for the first time in 51 years. You know, I want you to think about something before I take this next call because I don't want to put you on the spot. Mm. You know, because everybody that's come through, you've met all of them, right?
I have met a lot of people.
You've sat down, you've interviewed them. Think about this before we go to this call. The artist, band, whoever that you saw early, met, that you thought to yourself, there's no way they're going to make it. And they blew up. Take your time. Think about it for a sec while we talk to Jeremy. He's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Two things that I want to say. Number one, I don't think people in this city realize how lucky they are to have a guy like Kano, because if you go to other cities, it's just something that's programmed by a computer somewhere, song after song, no introductions, and the local angle and the perspective that he gives you on music is fantastic.
Thanks,
Jerry.
That's
the first thing. Second thing is, Kano put it perfectly. He said words matter. Kano, as far as I'm concerned, your shining moment is the day that you faced a lot of adversity, but you stood up to Lisa Lampanelli when nobody backed you.
Oh, God.
Man.
Old school,
and,
man.
That's that going back.
Old. Yeah.
And you seem to be the only one who did, and you won that argument hands down, and words do matter. Words matter enough that I will say goodbye, Dix.
See you, Jeremy. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Jeremy. Wow, he's going way back for the Lisa Lampanelli story.
But, bro, I mean, look, I know it's hard to wrap your head around when somebody's talking about you, but, like, look, Mace put it perfectly. Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, sent us some audio.
Yeah, I heard that. Thank you, Mace. That is awesome.
But, and it's something you fail to realize. Like, you know, you've met folks that you matter to them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's countless amounts of people who you'll never, ever meet, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't know what impact a song or an explanation or a statement or things, you know? I mean, look, music gets people through a lot of hard things, and you're the one delivering it.
And you know, I do hear, you know, from people fairly frequently about, you know, thank you for playing that song at that time, or I didn't know that about that song, or I don't take it for granted, but I am amazed at the sheer number I'm finding out. Because again, I just come in and do the job, you know, and you know, growing up, I remember I used to hang on every word that the disc jockeys said, because they were given musical information mostly. There wasn't a whole lot to comment on back then, the way there is right now, because of the worldwide connectiveness, you know, that we have. You know, back then it was local New York stuff, and it was shows, and it was performers, and all the other stuff was extraneous. So I never think, people say, oh, you ever get nervous, you know, talking to all those people? I says, nah, because you know what, I always feel that I'm in like a room with a bunch of friends.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's how it's been, because I'm in this room with a bunch of friends. But yeah, it's very, I can't come up with enough adjectives about how amazing and how revelatory, you know, it is, and again, how satisfying that I've been able to do that. It wasn't, you know, certainly my aim. My aim was to get a paycheck and not have to work too hard, and I've had all these benefits.
Well, you got to revelatory, so that's a pretty good adjective.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Five syllables. Nice.
Did you think of something off the top of your head?
I'm still thinking about a band.
All right. If we get there, that's fine. We got folks on hold. Let's take a quick break here. Kano is going to be doing his Kano stuff that you love so much for the rest of the afternoon.
From 10 to 3, and I'm resuming the traditional shift. And what I have for today, the backdrop for today is going to be music from 1981. You know, the albums that were new. And I also have live selections from what I thought were some memorable, iconic, legendary shows here. And, you know, this town always used to be such a hotbed. There was a concert every week, but there were some major ones, and including some that I have the audio from Rochester.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, that'll be the afternoon. A couple of songs here and there from some of the great bands. I've got some great trivia from those shows and where they were and who was there, et cetera. And I also have some very embarrassing audio of my first 2 years here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, which is great, because like the audio of Tommy's first 2 years here, they had to put in a hole, set on fire, and then blow that hole up. So it's great that you still have that. All right, look, I don't want to, let's take a quick break here. Everybody hold sit tight if we can get to you. I don't want to take up any more of your time, Kano.
I got, where am I going? You know?
We'll come right back. Get back in with Kano here in the break room. Let's see you, Matt.